Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. Today, I greet you in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name. I thank him today for another day. We're going to go quickly before the throne of grace to just love on him and just thank him for another day. Thank him for life, health, and strength. Thank him for just, Lord, we just thank you for bringing us out of situations that we didn't even know how we was going to get out of. I'm so excited about this day, Lord. I thank you for 60 years you allowed me to live on this earth. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ for that birthday that I celebrated. Lord, you're just so good. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your, that's forever settled in heaven. I thank you for your spirit today, the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth, the power of God that leads and guides us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, Father. Thank you because you're the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Locate us today in your mercy and your grace. We give you praise and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for all the provisions you provided for us. Thank you, most of all, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord. We're giving a victory praise to you today. You're Jehovah Nissi. You're the victory, our banner in which the righteous can wear and say, hey, we got the victory because our God sits high and looks low. Our God sees and knows everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And our God will be with us in trouble. Hallelujah. And deliver us and set us on high and honor us. Our God has blessed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. We're seated with him. And so, Lord, we thank you. Father, refresh us today. You said if we repent, be converted. Hallelujah. We will receive times of refreshing. Thank you for refreshing us today. Thank you, Lord. We don't get everything right, Lord. You know that. And you said in your word, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us, and not only forgive us, but you're going to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And when you cleanse us, Heavenly Father, that cleansing causes us also to be able to receive healing and deliverance in our bodies, in our organs, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we thank you for you are the true healer, the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. Thank you for your healing virtue, the power of your healing virtue in the name of Jesus, going through the airwaves, meeting those needs of those who need to be healed in their body, that are afflicted in the name of Jesus by that spirit of infirmity. We bind it up in the name of Jesus and we break its power of operation, communication, travelization, manifestation out of all of our organs, our kidneys, our liver, our digestive system, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, in the name of Jesus Christ, the power of the healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing blood pressures to normal, diabetes leaving, normalizing the glucose. Father, we just give you praise and we thank you. And we thank you that the power of your healing virtue is able to surge through the bloodstreams, through the organs, hallelujah, and break the powers of cancer and sickness and diseases in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do it because of just your mercy and your grace. Do it because you love us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you're just doing it because, Lord, you know what? You watch over your word to perform it. So I thank you another day in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm very excited today that you tuned in. I hope that your week has been going well. I'm very excited, amen, that we got to this point. I want to thank the Lord Jesus because on Sunday I celebrated my 60th birthday. And as I was thinking about my 60th birthday, I was thinking about all the years the Lord brought to me, how he's brought me out of the hardships. The hardships, whether I created them, whether I was in ignorance to things, but the things, the hardships. And so that's going to take us today to 2 Timothy. And that's why I thank the Lord. And we're going to go there because you know what? Somebody need to hear today. Don't give up. Endure hardness as a good soldier in the body of Christ. And even if you're not in the body of Christ, things are hard. Things can be hard, and they're even harder without the Lord Jesus Christ. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's get right down to this word here. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy here, the second chapter at verse 3. Paul is talking to Timothy, and here he says, you therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangles himself. No one in who's engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. Here the Lord says, you got to endure. We have to endure some hardships and some hard things. Sometimes we're pointing our finger at other people. We're saying, Lord, how come they're not going through what I'm going through? Or why am I always going through? But I want to tell you that the more that you desire righteousness, the more that you go after holiness and you stand your ground in the standards of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to experience that persecution for the word's sake on different levels. You know, you hear them say every new level is a new devil, but every new level, and that is true, because why? You're maturing and you're growing. Now, a lot of times, yes, we do experience hardship because of our ignorance and some of the things that our disobedience and some of the things that we choose to do when the Lord told us not to do it. And then we go into these situations and now we find that we're having some trouble. But I'm so glad that many are the affliction of the righteous and the Lord Jesus Christ brings us and delivers out of every last one of them. I'm fully persuaded that the Lord Jesus is able to keep my soul, which I've committed to him until the day of his coming. Is that all right today? I'm so excited about this message because when you think about you've been enlisted and you want to entangle in war, engage in warfare, you're going to, hey, don't no soldier, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, go into the military and don't experience some engagement in warfare. It's going to be challenging in boot camp. It's going to be challenging because you're around many other people with different personalities, different belief systems, different, you know, all intelligence, all type. So you're going to experience some, or even on our jobs, or even in our family. I'm from a big family, so I know I have six other sisters and a brother. I know, you know, and all that cat fighting that was in the house. But anyway, you know, so you're going to have some hardship. You're going to have some hardship, but guess what? Jesus says, don't give up. He said, you shall have tribulation in the world, but overcome. He said, cheer up, I've overcome the world. If I overcome it, I qualified you. Amen. I ordained you to be an overcomer. I ordained you to be a winner. I ordained you. Glory be to God. And if we really, really want to get down to the crevices, amen, we have to begin to accept or receive or use the benefits of what the Lord Jesus have given to us through his blood, through his word. Glory be to God. We got to begin to say, wait a minute. Oh, okay, I'm in a warfare. I'm a soldier in the army of the God or in the kingdom of the Almighty God. I got to begin to learn how to use the weapons. I got to let the Holy Ghost train me. I got to go through some stuff. And we got to endure. Endure means this is going to be a period of time. Because, listen, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong. Guess what? It's given to the person who endures. Who endures? Glory be to God today. I'm very excited because the Lord said many of his children are complaining. And each time he sends them through and they're going through, he's right there with us. He tells us that in Psalms 91, he says, I'll be with you in trouble. So he's very present in the time of trouble. And he said, I will deliver you. I will set you on high. He said, but I need your faith to endure. You got to have faith to endure in the crisis, no matter what the crisis, whether it's you dealing with a sickness and the Lord has already healed you, but your faith has to stand endurance, glory be to God, with patience, glory be to your name, Jesus. And so this is what we're talking about today. The Lord said, enduring hardship as a good soldier. And you know, when you run the race and you had to endure some things, there's always a reward. Glory be, especially in the kingdom of the Almighty God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for that. So here Paul tells me, he said, you must endure. He said, and then I like that part where he says, no one entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And what is Paul talking about right there? He said, Timothy, listen, you can't get tied up in all these different type of things in this life. You got to be able to be focused on what the Lord Jesus Christ has told you to do. And we got to be focused about the kingdom of the, you know, this is why there's a lot of division and stuff. A lot of people don't walk away from ministries. A lot of people are just out there saying, oh, I hear many times, I'm not going up in the church house. I'm not doing this. And, you know, we as the body of Christ, you know, we're experiencing that because the Lord is saying this is required on the leaders, our hands, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we're not walking in love, when we're hurting those that are already hurting, you know, and the Lord is saying, you want to be in my army. You want to be a soldier in my army. He said, guess what? You're going to have to cut back some things, some people out your life, some places and some things out of your life, which I'm requiring. And every time I go to deal with you on the matter, said the Lord Jesus Christ, you keep turning, deflecting from it. You keep acting like it's the devil. And the Lord saying, it's me. It's my hand. It's kind of like my pastor in New York. He says, when he started in the ministry, everybody was saying, oh, come over here. Come over here. Get on this board. Get on that board. He said, the Lord, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and says, no, I did not tell you to get on all these auxiliaries. I did not tell you to go tune in with all this here. You got to focus on what, excuse me, I've given you to do. And that's what he did. And so we went from a plaza to a $3 million building built from the ground up. Glory be to God. And so the Lord is saying, this is what everybody complains because they're a soldier. But if you're going to entangle, if you're going to be in the warfare of Jesus Christ of Nazareth against the devil and his angels, we got to get on. And his agents, yeah, his agents, we got to get on. We got to get on board with the Holy Spirit. We can't be separate from the Holy Spirit. No, it's not by might. It's not by power. It's by my spirit, said the living God. Jesus says, it's expedient that I leave. If I don't leave, the helper cannot come. The promise cannot come. The gift cannot come. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you orphans. I'm going to send you another helper. He will lead you into the truth of all things. He won't even take of his own. He will give you what, because they in one accord. They're just one. He said, he's going to take of what I give him to give to you. And so we have to begin to focus on the fact that Jesus Christ, amen, is saying, listen, you want to be in this army, you got to endure. Stop the complaining. Get back to fasting and praying. Get back into your word. And we got to what? Trust the Lord and endure hardship as a good soldier. My time is up. I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ once again for bringing me or even counting me worthy to get before his people or even in his presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are out there, whatever you're going through, in the name of Jesus Christ, endure, trust the Lord, believe him with your faith, and he will bring you out every time. And the old mothers used to sing a song, there is no failure in God. You can search the record book, and you can find out, and you will see what our God can do. There's no failure in God. God bless you. Until the next time, may the healing virtue in the Lord Jesus Christ overtake you. I'm out. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm gonna hit you where it hurts, cause I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own, I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost filled man.
I don't need fame and fortune. I don't need